The Foundations of Islam. Welcome to a course that is based on 5 lectures and 3 books. Until now, the study of Islamic doctrine has been by Arab language scholars, historians, theologians, and students of Middle East culture. Critical thought has been used, but there has never been a fully scientific approach to Islamic doctrine. This lecture is the first part of a training that will explain Islam based on its foundational doctrine. The course will cover 3 books, the Quran and 2 books about Muhammad, his biography and his traditions. You will be able to choose from 2 levels of books, one that is condensed or full length. The lectures will be the same. You get to choose your own level of what books to use. There have been 2 things that you have been told about Islam that are completely not true. The first of these is that it is a religion. This is a most common misconception. Generally speaking, those who maintain that Islam is a religion are non-Muslims, because most Muslims themselves insist on the fact that Islam is a complete philosophy, a complete way of life that does include religion, but it also includes politics, culture, and all matters that it takes to run a civilization. The other thing that you have been told is that Islam is nearly impossible to understand, or, at the very least, that it takes a great deal of lengthy study in school, preferably college. Neither of these statements, it's a religion, or that it's difficult, are true. The other thing that makes it so difficult for a person to learn about Islam is that they've heard so many contradictory things about it. Islam seems very confusing. On one hand, there are very nice Muslims that people have met, and as a result, that you would think that, well, that must be the true nature of Islam. But on the other hand, we keep seeing actions by other Muslims that involve riots, assassinations, and beheadings. And these people claim to be Muslims as well. So, which is it? What we have here is a problem with sorting out the contradictory aspects of Islam. There seem to be some very good aspects, as well as some that are not so good. What is different about these lectures is that they are scientific in nature, and that this scientific approach will do away with all of the problems that have been listed. The scientific approach also brings us assured results that go beyond opinion. Because if we're going to speak on Islam, we need more than opinion. We have enough of that already. We need a fact-based approach. We need something that makes sense, something that hangs together, something that is systemic so that we can see the entire story. We need an explanation that is straightforward. This course will produce the straightforward approach. The way this course works is there's a series of 5 lectures. The first one, this one, is a general overview of how a scientific approach to Islam is possible. The lecture following this will introduce you to the first book in the series to be read, the Sirah, the Life of Muhammad. Now we have opinion and chaos. If we try to sort out the different opinions and we look to a professional or an expert, exactly which expert do we turn to? If we're going to ask a Muslim, do we ask someone who's very nice, or do we ask bin Laden or some other jihadist because they both claim to be Muslims? Do we have to go ask a college professor, or perhaps someone in the media, a Muslim at work, or do we go to the internet? Because when we go to the internet, there's a riot of opinions on Islam that are very strong. How do you sort this all out? Where do we go? The whole study of Islam is also obscured by the fact of political correctness. Critical thought about Islam is frequently called bigotry because anything that is said that offends Muslims is considered proof of racism or bigotry. This political correctness shuts off any real debate because if someone says something that a Muslim finds offensive, then how are we going to discuss anything that is negative about Islam? Because there are negative aspects to all thought systems and all philosophies. We have to go beyond the fact that critical thought is called bigoted thought. There's an oddity here. Those who claim that any criticism about Islam is invalid do so by using a moral argument. The argument is, if you disagree with the standard media version of Islam, then you have to be a bigot, which is saying you are an immoral person. We're not going to be using morality and immorality in these series of lectures and books. What we're going to do is to go to the actual facts so that we are beyond opinion. At the end of this course, we're going to be able to understand that most mysterious of all books, the Quran. We're going to determine how to get an answer to the question, what is the true nature of Islam? Right now, we're supposed to find out the true nature of Islam by media comments and other informal methods. We're going to have to find a way to discuss Islam that is fact-based, scientific, and provable, one that goes beyond opinion. If something is objective or scientific, it means that no matter who does the work, they will come up with the same results. The scientific approach is going to make Islam quite easy to understand, and the reason is that the scientific approach will include all of Islam. One of the reasons that you're confused now about the true nature of Islam is that you've not been given the whole picture. Imagine that we have a jigsaw puzzle and that all the pieces are loose in the box. If you wanted to know what picture was hidden in the jigsaw puzzle, one way to do it, although it doesn't work, would be to pick up one piece of the puzzle and look at it and try to figure out what is on that one piece. Well, we can pick up all the pieces of the puzzle and perhaps gain some insight as to what one or another piece might be. But the only way to understand the whole jigsaw puzzle is to put it together and look at the entire puzzle, not one piece at a time. Once we see the entire puzzle assembled, it is quite easy to understand what the picture is. So the scientific approach is going to be holistic. We're going to be looking at the entire doctrine, and this is going to make the course easy because it will make everything make sense. This approach is very powerful because it uses critical thought, scientific thought. It's going to make everything understandable because when we look at what we have now, it is an impossible approach. Listening to all the different opinions simply does not work. It's been 10 years since the attack on the World Trade Towers, and look at what we have now. 1,000 voices saying 1,000 different things. We need to go beyond that because comparing opinions is impossible and doesn't work. Using the scientific approach is going to let us be absolutely authoritative. We're going to be able to state things about Islam, and we're going to know that we're right, that this is not just an opinion, but that it has substance to it. It has facts behind it.